color, which we're going to talk about later. Zionism came and pulled all these embers out of the fire. The reason that these Ascolas were waning and would have died was there are a number of reasons. Number one, for reasons that escape us, almost all the Haskolas cooperated with the Russian government in the enforcement of all of these terrible decrees against the Jewish people, because they felt that if the Russian government will break the Jewish people and break the Jewish religion, then upon the ruins of that people and the ruins of that culture, the new Haskola would be able to rise. Only ideologues think like that. But you have it today, many of the terrorist groups, many of the revolutionary groups, just to bring down everything. When after you bring it down, so then the new world can be built. But as long as the old world totters and remains erect, that's not good enough. Then you cannot reform it. The Haskola built and cooperated with the Russian government in building schools. For the Cheder Misukan, they called it. The reform, the fixed up Cheder. And the religious Jews mocked it and called it the Cheder Misukan with a samach instead of a tof, from the word sakona. The fatal cheder. The cheder, if you sent your child to that cheder, he would die. But the Russian government banned the old-style cheder and tried to institute the new-style cheder. There were maskilim who came and worked for the Russian government. Foremost of them, a man by the name of Max Lilienthal, who's descendant was one of the was the first chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission in the United States, David E. Lilienthal. And Max Lilienthal came to Russia in the 1830s, and when I discussed Reb Yisrael Salanter, their paths crossed. He wanted to establish new style rabbinic seminaries, and two of them were created, one in Zhytomyr and one in Vilna. And he even wanted, he had the temerity to think that somehow he could force Reb Yisrael Salanter to head that seminary in Vilna. Reb Yisrael fled from Vilna because of that reason. At the end, in the 1860s, Lilienthal turned around and he saw that the Russians didn't mean the improvement of the Jewish people. All of the seminaries were taken over by Russian teachers, by Russian Orthodox teachers. They became really hotbeds for conversion to Russian Orthodoxy. Instead, I'd go to the rabbinic seminary and become Russian Orthodox. And he escaped from Russia, and he came to the United States, where he became a leading reform rabbi in the famous Pittsburgh platform of reform Judaism in the United States. He and Isaac Mayer Wise were instrumental in putting the stamp of radical reform here in the United States. But he's one of those characters, right? You know, there are people like that. He started in Germany, and he came to Russia, and then he came to the United States. Wherever he went, he sowed destruction. And he always had a following, and he was charismatic, and governments believed him, and they really thought that somehow he represented the Jewish people, which is always the danger. There always are people who say they represent the Jewish people. So the first problem the Haskola had was that it was in cahoots with the Russian government. And because of that, it earned the enmity, the deserved enmity of a great section of the Jewish people, who saw in the maskilim treacherous behavior beyond words, and who therefore reacted against them in a violent and bitter fashion. Second factor that the maskilim were